At a rally today in Ohio, Donald Trump said he would accept the result of the election if he wins, following up on what he said last night, that he wouldn't commit to accepting the results of the election. Many saw that as at odds with the values of our democracy and unprecedented historically in this country. Joining us now is Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton's Woodrow Wilson School. Hi, Julian.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, great to have you. And what do you think of what Trump has been saying about not accepting, or I'll accept if I win, the results of the election?
I think the rhetoric's causing a lot of fear, understandably. One, because there are fears that on Election Day there'll be intimidation and harassment of voters as his supporters go to quote-unquote monitor whether there's fraud. And second, it creates doubts about the legitimacy of the outcome if Hillary Clinton wins. And many Republicans already have problems with any Democratic president, but many who listen to Trump might now think that this is not even a legitimate victory. So it creates a toxic governing environment.
What do you think of the argument from many Trump supporters that Al Gore contested the election in 2000? What's the difference?
I think these are two very different things. In 2000, there were questions about very specific votes in Florida, and a recount process began. It was at that point where Al Gore took back his concession speech and waited until the recount process took place and then conceded once the Supreme Court issued its decision. That's different than a month into the election basically making your campaign theme that the whole process is rigged without any evidence to prove it.
Julian, one of the elections people have compared this one to is the election of 1964 when Barry Goldwater ran against Lyndon Johnson. Here's Goldwater at the convention that year.
I would remind you that extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice.
And the Democratic candidate, Lyndon Johnson, who had assumed the presidency after the assassination of President Kennedy in 1963. Here he is.
I accept the duty of leading this party to victory this year.
And he did do that. It was no contest. Johnson won 61% of the vote. Goldwater just 38%. First of all, do you see any similarities between this election and that election?
Well, the big difference is Goldwater was someone who was ideologically very conservative, committed to a set of principles, and tried to push his party in a different direction, whereas there's little evidence that Trump has a coherent set of principles. He's running more on a certain style of politics and making certain arguments about the need for new leadership. Another difference is that today Trump could very well do better just because the electorate's more polarized. So many people might still vote Republican, including in their congressional races, even if they don't like him. Whereas in 64, there were people in states like Illinois who were willing to switch from red to blue because they didn't like the top of the ticket.
But in 64, after a landslide loss, what happened to the Republican Party?
The party moved in two directions. In the short term, for the next couple of years, no Republican wanted to look like Barry Goldwater. So most Republicans softened their position. They avoided being seen as too extreme. And they actually worked with Lyndon Johnson on programs like Medicare and expanding Social Security. The other path was long term. Ronald Reagan, who did a famous ad for Goldwater, set out to remake the party and to present Goldwater arguments with a more charismatic and in some ways softer tone. So that the party actually moved in two different directions.
So do you expect that something like that would happen if Donald Trump were to lose this year, that we might see in the next 4 years or maybe even after that somebody who kind of carries the same message that Trump is carrying but in a different style?
I think you will see that. This didn't come out of nowhere. There have been changes taking place in the Republican Party within many parts of the electorate that allowed for Trump to succeed, both in the primaries and to do what he's done in the general election, which is still substantial. So I don't think once you take Trump out, the party is going to ignore some of the arguments that he made and even some of his political style. I assume you'll hear more of it, but maybe a different style of presentation.
What about the Democrats back in 1964? What happened to them after that? Because they only held the White House for 4 years.
They did, and they enjoyed a great period in terms of legislative productivity. But in the middle of that victory, they started to make a series of pretty big mistakes, the biggest being Vietnam. And so they had many achievements in terms of domestic policy, like Medicare, but in some ways being freed of the competition temporarily led them into poor policy choices.
That's Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton's Woodrow Wilson School, talking with us about comparisons between this year's election and the election of 1964. We shall see, Julian, in just 2.5 weeks if there's any comparison to be made there. Thank you so much, as always.
Thanks for having me.